Our message tonight is entitled, Slow of Heart to Believe All. Slow of heart to believe all. It's not going to be long. Help me, Holy Ghost. I just need to point out one or two points to you. That's all I've been giving you, so I'm going to point some out to you. Slow of heart to believe all. Father, in Jesus' name. Master, Father, use me to your glory. Allow me to speak as in your oracle. Do what no other power can do. Change the hearts and strengthen the mind of the people as they hear your word. It is so. So it is, and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Slow of heart to believe all. Turn your Bible to Luke 24:1. Slow of heart to believe all. You know, some of us, we believe some of the word, but we don't believe it all. Especially when we go through a tough period. When we go through trials and tribulations, we don't believe all the word then. We kind of pick and choose in the scripture. Jesus said, in this world, you should have trials and tribulation. There's some things that will come against you. They're called trials. Just trials. Trials doesn't mean that you're being defeated. It means that you're going through something. Sometimes we forget. They say, Lord, I thank you that you chose me to go through this. I glorify you. I thank you that you chose me worthy enough to go through this circumstance, the situation. He said that the scripture says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, I mean, he races in like water quickly. Have you ever seen a flood? When it comes quick. He said, but when the enemy comes in like a flood, it's the Lord who raises up, he lifts up a standard against him. He comes in fast pace, almost as if he's going to drown and kill everything in his path. My, oh God. But the Lord has a pace that he has to stop. The river, they say, it crashes. Well, this pace that he comes in to destroy, he stops it. What happens is, so many people harm themselves before the Lord stops the flood. The flood wasn't going to drown them, because the Lord has a standard against that enemy. He allowed him to send that flood. And so, we believe the Lord when it's blessing and things are going our way. Hallelujah. When the Lord is giving us things, we say we're blessed. But that trial, that flood start coming in, it's those times that we fall apart. You know, I'm working on a message. I'm not finished with it yet, so I don't know when it's going to come out. the Lord gonna allow me to preach it, that is. But I've been looking at it in my mind. That's how I look at the word. A lot of folks, they start writing stuff down, but I look at it in my mind, and I go back and I look at it again, and I meditate on it. Then I go back at it again, I meditate on it. Then I go back again, I look at it, and I meditate on it. And then I just allow it just to come alive. And then I just look and I marvel at the word, and I just listen to the Holy Ghost speak. And then I just go back, and then it just comes. But I'm not going to preach it now, but do you not know that everybody abandoned Jesus? Wow. Abandoned by men. You know, when Jesus got ready to go to the cross, when he got ready to be judged, all of them ran away. Oh, yeah. Okay. So Peter came and stood out and warmed himself by a fire. But he lied and he cussed so much so that the people would believe that he was not really with Jesus. But everybody else took off running. One little fella ran, even naked running. They all ran. All these people that Jesus healed, cured, delivered, opened blind eyes, deaf tongues, opened ears, caused limbs to grow out, raised from the dead. And that thing brought tears to my eyes as I began to meditate that. He was abandoned by men. The very men he fed. The multitude that he broke bread and he fed, they abandoned him at that hour. But I started looking at the Lord. It was something he had to go through alone. You know, the 3. See, there was 12, then one betrayed him, then he hung himself because he couldn't get over his own guilt. See, the enemy drags us backwards and he makes us so guilty, feel so guilty about what we've done until we destroy ourselves. He can't kill us, so he causes us to commit suicide ourselves. Looking back at our mistakes, our bad decisions, at our past. The Bible said, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. Any man being Christ, he's a new creature. This man, Judah, poor fella. He betrays Jesus, but all he had to do was repent. But his guilt ate him up so much so until he hung himself. Wow. Some of us like that. We're so sorrowful about what we've done, and we don't believe all the word. We don't believe all the word. Can he make me whole? Can he change my past? Do he understand the situation I'm in right this moment? Surely I'm doomed. It's over. And so the enemy sends you out for self-destruction. Because yesterday is eating you alive. In this world, he says, you should have trials and tribulation. So Jesus, he goes to the cross. Before the cross, he walks out with a band of men. There's no group of men that go and fight in Jesus' behalf. Oh, yeah. Peter, yeah, he'll say he cut the soldier's ear off. He cut Malchus' ear off, but Jesus put it back. But, you know, he could have walked with Jesus. Why wasn't Peter and some of the other disciples hung on the cross with Jesus? Why wasn't it? They abandoned him. Because they didn't believe all the scripture. Didn't believe all the scripture. They believed what I saw in my eyes right then and there, and what perhaps what were profitable for them right at that time. They believed that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The ship is sailing in the sea. No waves, no storms. It's all good. But the moment the turbulence comes, the moment the waves, the wind blows, we forget. So, the 11 couldn't go because the one betrayed him. Then the 11, he didn't take all the 11 with him into the garden. He only took 3. But the 3 can only go so far. They could only go so far. That's in the garden as he prayed. They would only go so far in prayer with him. Help me, Holy Ghost. They would only go so far in prayer with him. They went to sleep. And so, when the soldiers came, we don't know what happened to the rest of them. But the 3, they said, they abandoned Jesus. Imagine how Peter, who was the only one to witness it, felt. As he peered, perhaps through a crack in the wall, as he peered through to see Jesus being beat and whipped. His knees knocking so. He don't want to be beat. He didn't believe all the word. Jesus said, I got to go this way. He didn't believe all the word. So he, perhaps peeking through. I'm always reminded by that woman. I'm probably always going to talk about her. I don't know what her name is. But she smote Jesus. She slapped him. And she said, prophesy. Who smote thee? They spit on him. And Peter's peeking. Watching. This is Savior. This is Master. This is Rabbi. This is the one who said that he was the Son of God. And the one Jesus said, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you. The very same one didn't believe all. So he stood outside the fire with the liars and the thieves, with the murderers, with the haters, with the discontent, with the jealous, the envious ones. He hung out with them. And so Jesus, neither one of them carried his cross. They had to find a man walking down the road, carry his cross. Wait a minute. Where was the 11? Could nobody from the 11 carry the Master's cross? Even at such an hour? Nobody? So they found a man walking down the road. You, they said, carry his cross. Don't feel sorry for Jesus. I just want to show you, as you're walking in your situation or whatever you're going through. Oh, I can feel you. As you're going through whatever you're going through, you had better get your head up. You had to get your head up. Jesus said this to you, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." If the world has the world ended, but you, I can feel you. Oh, come on, I can feel you dragging. You gotta realize this name of this ministry is Rhema Harvest Ministry. Oh no, no, no! You better look it up if you don't know what it means. So I can feel your pain, cause there's some stuff you're going through. It's not going your way. You're going through a little trial and some tribulations. And so you're sorrowful. Jesus says, I've got to go this way, boys. Not just for you 11, but for all those to come. Come on, I can get off and fight for you 11. Matter of fact, he says, perhaps, and he says, I don't know, I can get off this cross here now and save all these folks that I see here now. I can destroy this here, but what about those to come? We got to put that redemption plan back in effect. We got to find another plan. But he says, in the 1900s, you're going to come off the wheel of time. And I want to make sure that you have a right to the tree of life. I want to make sure that you have an opportunity. Oh, the Lord doesn't force you to be saved. He doesn't even force you to live saved. Matter of fact, he gave you a free will. And even he himself refuses to violate it. He says this, to receive this gift, he said, just believe, just receive it. But before I read this, he says, I've got to go this way. There has to be a sacrifice. There has to be a sacrifice offered for man. I told you, Abraham, I liked the boy, but I was just testing him. The word tempt in that text means test. See, some folks think the Lord tempted when he's none of that kind of tempt. It's a test in that case. I just tested Abraham. I just test his heart a little bit. I didn't want his boy Isaac. Isaac could not have died for the world. Because the Lord knew that Jesus was getting ready. My God. Perhaps, I don't know, in my Holy Ghost imagination, when Abraham was offering Isaac and all those things were going on, perhaps Jesus was laying down his royalty, taking off. Getting ready to make himself a little lower than the angels. Perhaps he was getting ready to leave heaven when all that was going on. And so, I don't know. But he was the sacrifice. See if Isaac would have been sacrificed, then you and I would have been lost. It would have been a blood human sacrifice. It would have been a blood sacrifice to us. We'd all been lost. Because Isaac would have been sacrificed unto the Lord. Only the pagans sacrificed their children. And cast their children to the fire. So Jesus, standing in the garden before the judgment hall, praying, great sweat great drops of blood. His sweat was as great drops of blood. That's how hard he was sweating. But he says, nevertheless, this thing is horrible I'm about to face. But he said, but I will be done. Okay, Daddy, if that's what you want me to do. Oh, that thing just, it makes me emotional because I can see in my Holy Ghost imagination, he's saying, wow, okay. I'm going to take every sin of the world from A to Z and put it on me. Every sin, every filthy sin. Some of the sins are so filthy, I don't even want to call their names. I don't even want to call them in the names of their sins in this house. That's how filthy those sins are. And Jesus, seeing himself about to carry those sins. In baseball, they call it balking. He could have balked. Changed his mind. Hesitated. That's what the balking all about. You that ever played baseball, you hesitate. You take that ball and get ready to throw, and you stop. In midair, you try to reset and replant and do it again without throwing it. You balked. Runner takes his base. Jesus could have balked, but he says, I'm going to get this done, Daddy. Thy will be done. I'll do it. Not my will, but thy will. The Lord gave his son Jesus orders. And Jesus had to follow. He was sent here with orders for people that are disobedient. Don't want to follow orders. Can't nobody tell them nothing. When it get a little tough for them, they think it's okay not to follow the orders. We call it situational ethics also. You know, we have ethics that fit the situation. You got to understand what I was going through, so it's all right if I done that. That devil is a liar. He says obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what Samuel said to Saul. So anyway, so Jesus go ahead and he's crucified. But I'm going to preach that message. I don't know what day it's going to be, whenever the Lord releases me. But I'm going to preach that message. I don't know if it's going to be the same title, but I'm thinking it's probably going to be Abandoned by Men. Because we know, as we continue to study the scripture, Jesus went and took the keys. He was a bad man. He took the sting from death, took over hell, took the keys, let the captives out. Wow. What a bad man. Again. See, some folks, they say they bad ass. But Jesus was bad in. Oh, my. Yes, sir. He takes stuff. And then he rises up. That song can't even hold him in there. He rises up. Walks out of there. So here we pick up our story. Jesus, watch what here now. Luke 24:1. I just want to read to you. I don't want to get too, with the help of the Holy Ghost. Luke 24:1. Wow. Slow of heart to believe all. Notice I didn't just leave it as slow of heart to believe. Slow of heart to believe all. A-L-L. One of these days, y'all gonna realize what moment you're standing in and what day and hour the Lord has placed you in for this world, for this nation, for this generation. It's not all about you. Mm-mm. There's some stuff that you got to do. We're too busy crying about that ingrown toenail. You're so busy making it about us. We can't even see. It's not even about us. I got to say this for, I know I'm trying to read it, but I just got to say. You know, the Lord sent us out here to start this ministry. I done said this so many times, and maybe it's just corny to you right now, and that's okay. But to me, it's not corny. But he sent us out here to start this ministry with no money. With no money. With no money. With no money. You don't get it, but you will one day. With the Lord guides, he provides. One night I was talking to the church, and I said, one Wednesday night, I said, yeah, we're going to get some chairs, and they're going to have the baskets up on them. I went and looked at them. I said, wow, I done put my foot in my mouth. Why did I say that? I had no control of it. You're sitting in them. Paid for. We was getting ready to open the doors, this building up. We didn't have no chairs. Not one chair, except for them white plastic chairs. But the day, as I told this preacher, don't worry about it. When the Lord gets ready, when that time comes, we'll have the chairs. When the day we open this place, before we, the chairs are there. And it wasn't these chairs. And they got three sets of chairs. How folks with plastic resting chairs end up with three sets of chairs? We don't even see the white chairs. Some of y'all even know we got them. We're going to use them for the youth. When they're sitting outside, when we put on those youth things so the kids can sit outside in their lawn chairs and listen. Maybe we can find somebody to really save that's youth. If not, the Lord can use one of these youth to do something. But anyway, but he sent us out here with nothing. I was sitting here in prayer this morning, sitting right here where I'm standing, and I was being still, listening for the voice of God. And my eyes began to glance around this room. And I began to give God the glory. I said, wow. Did he do that? There's no way I could have, in my imagination. I had to be obedient and follow. It's a story to everything just about that you see in here. It's a story to it. A story behind it, should I say. Or nothing. Oh, slow of hearts, slow of heart to believe all. And you may, and the funny thing about this little brick and mortar materialistic thing, this is not our stop. This is not our stop. The Lord is still raising up leaders in this house. Do you actually think that the Lord would want me to counsel everybody here and carry all the load alone with all these people? Are you crazy? I know. We waiting on you. Are we waiting on the ones that the Lord gonna send? Just like when we came out here, we didn't have enough folks that were really with us to fill up the front row. Listen, they'll come. You just keep on praying. Find out what it is you're supposed to be doing. And don't get sidetracked. Don't feel sorry for yourself and stop telling yourself what you used to be or what your failures are. Or what you're not strong and good at. Look here, man, I built stuff, man. I tell you what, I can't take the glory, but I tell you what I did. I told you, I lift my hand before the Lord. And I said, Lord, anoint my hands. And so, you know what? I began to build things. There's no lie. The Lord allowed me to start walking around looking at other stuff other folks would build. I just stopping, look, and then I start taking photo in photograph with my mind. Then I go back and look again. I count his studs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. Then I measure his inches. How many feet apart? Inches apart. I look. Then I watch him. Not a Mr. Know-it-all. See, I just watch. Ah, so that's what they're doing. Then I watch him some more. Then I'd pray over me. Then I ask the Holy Ghost for help. Then I go do what they did. They said, man, how you do that? It's just the Lord. Oh, I know it sounds kind of corny. I know. But that's where I am at. If he got me out here, I don't care what the waves and the wind and the water and the boat rocking, I'm not going to drown. Huh? I'm not going to drown. So why should I walk around sorrowful? Because this is happening, that is happening. That means I better get close to the altar. Huh? I mean, I need to crawl up to the altar. It's a personal thing, too. It's good to have people to come with you. It's a beautiful thing to have people come with you. But this thing is personal. Oh, man, you like to have your wife on your knees beside you, but this thing is personal. Oh, you like to have your husband beside you, but this thing is personal. You like to have mom and daddy, but this thing is personal. This thing is personal. It's so personal. That's why Martha was able to tell Mary, the Master's here, and he called us for thee. He want to see you. Not them that's follow you, but he want to see you. My God. Anyway, these boys, they were so sorrowful after the crucifixion. Oh, come on. Listen to what they said there now. Verse 1. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran to the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves and departed, wondering in himself at which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to the village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? And hast not known the things which are come to pass therein these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen vision of angels, which said he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scripture, the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made so as he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake it and gave to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sights. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scripture? Jesus says, boys, I'm going to the cross for mankind. Don't worry about it, because I'm going to rise up in 3 days. The closest men, perhaps, in that day, I would imagine, they walked with him, 11. As he healed. As he talked with the Samaritan woman at the well. As he spit in this man's eye, put spittle together and put clay in this man's eyes and opened his eyes. As he caused his will of man to draw out. Oh, yeah. Well, that's this disciple, one of them. He went fishing and took money out of the fish mouth when they needed money to pay the tax. Oh, I'm sure there were some of the boys who probably were standing around when he turned the water into wine. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute now. There were some who was with him that when he called Lazarus from the grave, no doubt he was on his way. Some was with him when some of the 11 was with him when he was on his way to Jairus' house, and he passed by this funeral. He lays his hand on a casket and the dead man rises. This Jesus. They was, some of them was with him when he was on the ship, when he steps off the ship, and a demon, a man that's bound by demons, he runs and falls down and worships Jesus. This same man that no man could bind with chains. And he was, this thing blows my mind. This same man that was in the tombs day and night. You could hear him crying and cutting himself because he couldn't get free. But he sees Jesus coming. My God. Jesus had even spoke to him, and he runs and falls in worship. Wait a minute now. They saw the demons come out, the legions of them come out of this man and go into swines. They no doubt they was with Jesus when the Pharisees and Sadducees tried to trip him up, asking him all types of questions, and he put him to shame. Oh yeah, they was with him. No doubt. Takes a little boy lunch and feeds the multitude. Give me a boy, what you got there? A little fish? Give me that. Y'all sit down. This same Jesus. And now they can't believe that he's really going to go to the cross. They don't have the belief that he's sitting in Pilate's judgment hall, or standing there because he wants to. He's standing there because he wants to. Nobody can hold Jesus. But he stands here. But because of the fact that they didn't believe all, they ran. And Peter, he had courage before they took Jesus. But I have no doubt when they put hands on Jesus, he lost all the little bit of courage he had. That was it for him. I had courage up until that point. Some of you have had courage up until a point. And now, you've lost that courage. Well, I've got a word for you tonight. Go back and look at the scripture. Go back and read it again. Go back and read it again. He said those things would happen. You know, when Jesus started talking to those boys here, you know what he did? The Bible said he went back and he expounded the scripture. Huh? He went back and reminded him. He talked to him. See, when you're going through your trials and tribulation, I, as they say it in Georgia, I double dog dare you to go back and read the scripture. Go back. See what he said. I double dog dare you. This thing isn't about what you did yesterday. It's about what you do now and tomorrow. The liar, the father of lies, will make you believe or have you to believe it's about yesterday. If that was the case, then what with the blood of Jesus? Huh? What with that? You're like a little prisoner sitting up in prison, and the prison guard says to you, you're free now. The governor has pardoned you. But you're still sitting there saying, I can't come out. I've committed this horrible sin, this horrible crime. He says, yeah, I know, but the governor pardoned you. I can't come out. They almost have to throw you out the prison. And then for that you're still dragging and beating yourself the rest of your life. Everybody you meet, you tell them your story. Who asked you? Didn't the governor pardon you? Didn't the governor pardon you? Wait a minute. Didn't Jesus pardon you? Okay. Didn't the Lord God pardon you because of Jesus? Then why are you carrying that sin? Why are you telling us what you used to be? I don't pass the mic too much around here, and I'm not going to either. Don't pass the mic too much. I remember back in the day, I should hear the guys get up and they used to brag what kind of crime they committed, how much dope they sold. And before you know, they were drug backers. Don't go up playing with the devil bragging about where you came from. Huh? Just tell them next time they ask you what you did in your past, tell them I was a sinner. Let them fill in the blank. They said, I was a sinner. What you did? I was a sinner. So if you tell them I was a sinner, if they say you did, you say, well, that's what sinners do, right? Huh? But if any man be in Christ, everybody standing. Get you out of here right on time. I just want you to know that the Lord wants you to get your head up. He allows certain things. He allows that. Yeah, you'll get heavy laden and beaten down and stressed out throughout this world, but he says, you know what? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You can't find it nowhere else. Come on, lift your hands in half mass. You're not going to find rest nowhere else but from the Lord. You're not going to find it nowhere else. So instead of crying about what you used to be and what you've done, come on, with your mouth, won't you begin to ask him for rest in your spirit? Come on. Come on, worship him and ask him. Come on, just a few minutes, ask him. It won't take long. He's here. He said, where two or more gather, I am there in the midst. You don't have to worry about where he's not. He's there. He's here. Ask him. I dare you to ask him. Tell him you're tired. Come on, tell him. Tell him. Tell him. He's here. The master's here. Ask him for rest. Tell him how glorious and wonderful he is. Tell him there's none like him in all the earth. Tell him he is your Lord and your Savior, your Redeemer. Tell him he is your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Tell him your sickness. Tell him your sickness. Tell him that he is your healer. Tell him. Here I am, Lord. Heavy laden. Here I am. I worship you, Master. You're like the man who said, Jesus, Master, if thou canst, will thou make me whole? Ask him, make me whole from the inside out. Jesus, I need strength. I need the garment of praise tonight. I need the garment of praise, Jesus. I've lost my praise. I need the garment of praise, Jesus. Lord, I need you to pour out the oil of joy. I've lost my joy. I can't find it. I ran out of joy. I ran out. I need you, Jesus. I need you to pour out. Pour out your oil. Pour the healing balm. You are my Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals me of all my sickness and all of my disease. There is a doctor in the house. His name is Jesus. Oh, no, I know. I've done it, Lord. But you said in your word, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I've done it, Lord. You said if I confess my sin, you're faithful and just to forgive me. I confess
all of my sins before you, Lord. Everything about me is sin. I confess my breath that I have not praised you. When I confess my eyes where I have not seen your glory. I confess my mouth that I have not proclaimed your word. I confess. But I know that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I know that you are my Redeemer, my Justifier. I know that you can fix it when it seems that it can't be fixed. You're the Potter. You're the Potter. Put me back together again, Lord. Put me back together again. Put my mind back. Put my stress back. Take it off my shoulder. Put my stress level back where it ought to be. Lower my blood pressure. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Here I am. Here I am, Master. Jesus. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. I know you're here. I know you're here. You said if I seek thee early, I will find thee. I sought thee early. Jeez. 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 Lord, while you're here, I ask you to renew in me a right spirit. Don't just renew something, but a right spirit. I need you to create in me like you did to David. Create in me a clean heart. I need you to create something in me. Create something. Just don't give me something old, but create in me a clean heart. Lord, I'll forever praise your name. I'll forever give you glory. I'll forever magnify your name. I thank you, Lord, for coming tonight to see about me. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me to get my head up. In the words, I know it don't look right. I know it don't look right now. But in the words of the woman that lost her son, she said to Elijah, it is well. It is well. I know it don't look right, but it's well. The boy hadn't got up yet, but it's well. This thing I'm going through with my marriage, but it's well. It's well. Going through with my children, it's well. This thing I'm going through in my body, it's well. This thing I'm going through in my mind, it is well. This thing that's fighting my finances, it is well. It's well, it's well. I know I didn't see it in the natural yet, but in the words of that woman, it is well. It's well. It's well. It is well. It's well. Oh, it's well. This old job of mine, what they're trying to do to you in the job, it's well. It is well. It is well. Come on, give the Lord a hand. It is well. Hug somebody and tell them before you take your seat, it is well. It's well. It is well. Hug somebody, tell them it is well. Yeah, 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 yeah. I know what you think. I know what you think. But it's well. Ah, it's well. This woman knew that her baby was home. dead on the bed, but she told the prophet, it is well. What kind of faith is that? She tells him, it is well. You got to speak some things. You got to not speak negative things. Speak it. It's well. I don't care how many rise up again. It's well. Come on, get your taxi off your hand. I'm going to get you out of here. If you got anything on tonight, it ought to be this here. You got to believe the whole scripture. You got to stop taking yourself back to that moment. The enemy can't take you back to a moment. You got to take yourself back to that moment. You know, another thing we should say in Georgia, once the cat is out the bag, he's out the bag. Huh? When the cat comes out the bag, he's out the bag. Ain't he arguing no more about that? Ain't he crying about the cat's out the bag? He's out. What's done is done. Yeah? Now you got to move on. Yeah, what's done is done. It's done.